Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Burns moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a pop-up towards short. LaMotte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Lee moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Danforth moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Buckeye covering, for the out. Danforth moves to third. Rice moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lutsk moves to second. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lutsk moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lutsk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lamott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Bert Cole now pitching. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacobson scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wingard moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive towards the mound. Wingard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Lutsk reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Lee reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lee moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 6-3, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wingard hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feuchter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Feuchter moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Feuchter scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Cole moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. James Edwards now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Lamott moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lamott scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Feuchter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamott for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 7. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Myatt scores. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to third. Speaker moves to second. It's 10-7, Indians. Milt Gaston now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 12-7, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Burns steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The slide. Hargrave applies the tag. Sewell is out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.